Colorado's largest body of water is at 36% of capacity, the lowest it's been in at least 30 years, and Sandy Snell-Dobard of the Park Service says that shallow waters are leading to the proliferation of the algae.
Especially if you've been out here and seen Iola Basin, those edges and all the little side bays and things are really warm and really low right now.
The toxins were found in the Iola Basin in the eastern portion of the reservoir, although the Park Service warns that they could be present in other parts of the lake. Symptoms include nausea, vomiting, breathing problems, and seizures.
And that's true of both people and pets, so we're really encouraging people to not allow their dogs and other pets into the water right now.
The Park Service recommends avoiding areas congested with mats of blue-green algae and to seek medical attention immediately if symptoms arise. Meanwhile, the lake remains open to fishermen who are encouraged to clean their catch with non-reservoir water. The Park Service continues to monitor the situation. Updates and advisories can be found at nps.gov/cure. For KBUT, I'm Christopher Biddle.